Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Do Not Walk in the Flesh, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. I have just read the New English Translation. Danielle was living in sin with her boyfriend, despite repeated warnings from the Holy Spirit and from brethren. She justified her actions with the thought that God's grace would always be available for her to repent. She believed she had all the time in the world to get serious with her faith. But with each deliberate act of disobedience, she felt a growing distance from God's presence. Her conscience, which had once been so sharp, became increasingly dull. Eventually, she found herself spiritually cold and struggling to even believe the truth she once embraced. Danielle's experience is a vivid example of what it means to experience spiritual death. Romans 8 verse 13 warns us that living according to the flesh leads to death. It's not just physical death, but a progressive spiritual decay that culminates in a shipwreck of faith. 1 Timothy 1:19 reminds us that those who reject their good conscience make shipwreck of their faith. When believers repeatedly ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit, they risk losing the sensitivity that keeps their spiritual life vibrant and effective. The works of the flesh may seem pleasurable or inconsequential at first, but they always come at a cost. The more a believer indulges in sin, the more they weaken their ability to walk by faith and live in the Spirit. Each act of rebellion against God's Word and His Spirit is a step further away from the abundant life that Jesus promised. Go into today, remembering that indulging in the works of the flesh is never worth the cost. Yielding to the Spirit and putting to death the deeds of the body is the pathway to life and peace. Ask the Holy Spirit for grace to walk in holiness and to remain sensitive to His leading. A victorious life in Christ is one lived in constant submission to His Spirit. Prayer, Lord, help me to live by Your Spirit and put to death the deeds of the flesh. Keep my conscience sensitive to Your leading, and may I walk in victory every day. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Ecclesiastes chapters 11 to 12. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Ecclesiastes chapters 11 to 12.
Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening, let your hands not be idle. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your hearts give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless.
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop when the grinders cease because they are few. And those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades. When people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. When people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets. When the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stirred, then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well. And the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads. Their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study wearies the body.
Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the duty of every human being. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.